Thursday, August 6th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 48, verses 12 through 20. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall send to him whores who will pour him, and empty his vessels, and break his jars in pieces. Then Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How do you say, we are heroes and mighty men of war? The destroyer of Moab and his cities has come up, and the choicest of his young men have gone down in slaughter, declares the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction hastens swiftly. Grieve for him, all you who are around him, and all who know his name. Say, how the mighty scepter is broken, the glorious staff. Come down from your glory and sit on the parched ground, O inhabitant of Dibon. For the destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. Stand by the way and watch, O inhabitant of Aroer, and ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has happened? Moab is put to shame, for it is broken. Wail and cry. Tell it beside the Arnon that Moab is laid waste. The empty vessels of pride. The Lord warns Moab through Jeremiah that earthly strength and treasured possessions cannot save when pride stands against his judgment. Moab's security was shaken at the nation's false confidence, and idols were exposed. Like Moab, sinners often trust in what they have built rather than in God who gives every blessing. Yet the Lord's judgment is never separated from his promise of mercy. At the cross of Christ, God's judgment against sin fell upon his beloved Son, so that repentant sinners might receive forgiveness and life. Jesus empties himself for our salvation and fills his people with his grace through word and sacrament. Let us not cling to passing treasures or human strength, but rest in Christ alone. He is the true refuge when all earthly foundations crumble. In him, we possess a better country and an eternal inheritance that cannot be destroyed. Amen.